senior administration officials saying in briefings today that they are confident that Osama bin Laden was behind today's events. Why are they saying that? Well, we're going to talk to one of the experts, one of the few Western journalists who has actually met Osama bin Laden, Peter Bergen, writing a book on the man now, also our terrorism analyst. Thanks a lot for coming in. Intelligence sources have said repeatedly today they had no hint that this was coming. But you say there was, in fact, some foreshadowing, at least.
The bin Laden organization has a tendency of subtly insinuating actions in coming weeks. If you think back to the Africa embassy bombings, the two American embassies that were bombed in 1998, bin Laden had a press conference in Afghanistan 2 months before the bombing, talking about good news in coming weeks. And then the embassy was bombed. If you remember the USS Cole attack last year in Yemen, there was a videotape floating around the Middle East in which bin Laden was wearing a Yemeni dagger, which he's never worn in previous photographs. One of his aides said we should attack military targets, U.S. military targets in Yemen. And there has been a videotape floating around the Middle East just recently, a two-hour tape, which lays out both bin Laden's general views and the tactics of his organization. And on the tape, bin Laden claims pretty directly responsibility for the Cole attack and says the victory in Yemen is just the beginning, calling for attacks on American targets. So he definitely implied in the videotape future actions. As a result of those implications, the United States took some efforts in the Middle East. There was a security warning in Saudi Arabia. The embassy in Yemen was closed temporarily. FBI agents investigating the Cole were pulled out of the country. But clearly, there was no indication that something was going to happen here.
You said this tape was floating around the Middle East. What do you mean?
Well, it was floating around in several. It emerged in Kuwait in June. A newspaper got hold of it. But then after that, it was put on the Internet, and it was widely accessible on the Internet. I was able to pull up my own version. And the tape is quite interesting in terms of the things that bin Laden says on it and certainly the implication of future plans.
Why is he the prime suspect in this particular series of events?
But partly you've got to ask yourself who has the motive and who has the capability. Obviously he has the motive. He's hated the United States for a long time, and he seems to have the capability. This was obviously a very sophisticated operation. You needed people who were willing to commit suicide. We've seen suicide attacks by his organization in the Africa bombing and the Cole bombing. And also you needed commercial pilots.
And did he have those, or did he train those, recruit them?
We know that in the past he's had commercial pilots on the payroll. He's had his own plane. He flew around from Sudan to Afghanistan. He was flying from Kenya to Sudan when he lived in that country. So he had at least two pilots capable of flying commercial jets at that time. Now, whether he's able to get four is an open question.
Now, I heard some other terrorism experts citing some other possible suspects today. They named Iran, Iraq, and possibly some Palestinian factions. Would you cross all of those off your list?
Well, I'd hate to cross anybody off the list, but I think in terms of the Palestinians, Palestinians have been very directed at Israeli attacks. If this was a Palestinian group, why didn't they just fly a plane into Ariel Sharon's residence? Iran has been looking for much closer links with the United States.
Quickly, can they find him? Can they punish him, as has been promised by the President of the United States, or is that going to be a very difficult task?
It's very hard to find somebody. You need information not about yesterday or even today. You need information about 2 hours from now, and that's very difficult information to get about some particular individual.
Peter Bergen, thanks so much for joining us today.